Good morning and welcome to FAX's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, January 5th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly lower open after the first positive Wall Street close for 2023 on Wednesday. European equity markets have opened with small losses following mostly positive Asian trade. U.S. dollar is softer versus Japanese yen and euro, but stronger against sterling. Treasury yields are up at the short end and flat at the long end. Crude oil prices are bouncing back following steep overnight losses. Precious metals are weaker, other commodities are better supported. In macro news, early attention is on the December FOMC minutes, which were largely consistent with Powell's hawkish-leaning press conference and offered no additional color on the direction of the Fed policy. Deputy Director of the IMF has warned that deinflation in the U.S. has not turned the corner yet and urged the Fed to stay on course on its policy. Ahead of the U.S. payrolls on Friday, markets are looking for signs of a corresponding cooling in labor market activity. In Europe, markets are still taking some encouragement from the softer German and French inflation readings and the fall in European natural gas prices, which feed into the peak inflation narrative. On the data front, the Eurozone November PPI slightly lagged behind consensus. Italy's December preliminary CPI came in line with estimates. The UK final services PMI came in at 49.9 versus the flash reading of 50, indicating signs of stabilization with an increase towards the key 50 level. Overnight, China's December Caixin Services PMI remained in contraction but fell at a slower rate than expected as COVID weighed on consumer demand. There were also positive results with the country's 12-month business outlook rising to a 17-month high. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the December Services PMI, December Job Cuts and Employment Report, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims. The November trade balance, weekly natural gas inventories, and crude inventories are also due. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Conagra Brands, Walgreens Boots Alliance, Constellation Brands, and Lamb-Weston Holding. They're reporting results before they open. In corporate news, Western Digital has resumed merger discussions with Kioxia, according to Bloomberg. The two companies are looking to combine into one listed entity. Amazon layoffs will affect more than 17,000 employees compared to the initial plans of just 10,000 layoffs, according to Wall Street Journal. China's luxury precision industry is expected to receive a big iPhone production order, according to the Financial Times. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Thursday with more positive reopening news from China. Hong Kong reached a six-month high with growth sectors gaining the most. Mainland benchmarks also went higher. The Greater China markets were boosted mainly by the overnight PBOC comments vowing to step up financing support for domestic consumption and investment projects, and on news that Hong Kong and Mainland China were further reopen borders with more checkpoints open starting this Saturday. Elsewhere in the region, South Korea and Taiwan both advanced. Japan staged a turnaround today after yesterday's sell-off. Australia closed a few points higher. Southeast Asia was mixed with Singapore and Malaysia advancing, but other markets under pressure. European equity markets are softer in early Thursday session, unwinding some strength seen earlier this week. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, January 5th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FAXit.